was it for 14 days or something like that. So I was doing communion every day in my van, taking a little cracker and some juice. And I did it regularly. I did it at the same time every day. And so Roger would keep on asking me every other day, so anything new, anything new? Like, no, not yet. I just, you know, just praise God and thank him for what he's done, you know, on the cross and for new life. And it's just, you know, and then as the second week came around, he shared with me that I can settle in my heart that he is with me, with each and every one of us all the time. He's not distant. He's with us. And these are words that we use all the time. It's not Nikki gets kind of mad at me because she's like, always, all the time. Words like that, she calls it baby words. And it's not. For me, it's not. I mean, when I talk about something and we have an argument, I say always, she's like, yeah, there's that baby word. And it makes me mad. But in this case, he is with us always. He's not distant. He's not far away. So this last week and a half, I was just trying to read up on Holy Spirit, and you know, he's the third person of the Godhead, and you know, they are three but they are one. And I don't fully understand that yet. There's no way I can understand that. So if you have an understanding more than I have, share with me, because I'd like to know. But in any case, so I was just reading some parts of Scripture. And we were sitting down last night and talking, and I was sharing some things with Roger that I feel like I'm being made aware of. And I'm like, but I don't know what to share. So this morning, Holy Spirit, I pray that you would just give me words to give me your words to say. But it's on you to make it clear in everyone's heart. And I thank you that when we call upon your name, that you are right here, that you are with us, and you're so, so interested in what we have to say and so involved in every part of our lives. So I just ask that you would just make it plain and simple and clear. So I was debating between speaking about Holy Spirit, and it's been just over 40 days. And where are we at after the crucifixion and the resurrection? Where are we at? Are we still excited? And excitement doesn't mean like, yeah, every day. I'm just saying, does that excitement of him being resurrected, knowing what he's done, knowing that he's with us, does that still vibrate inside of us? Meaning inside of, you guys, I hope you know what I mean, inside of us. But as we were speaking last night, I was reminded, Linnea shared with Nikki and I a video clip of Peter and Jesus when Jesus came to Peter and asked him those three questions. Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? And each time he'd say, okay, feed my sheep, and how God restored him. He called him by name, and I believe you might have a different understanding than I do, but I believe we both agree that Jesus called him by name. But he reminded Peter that, Peter, you are the rock, and on this rock I'm going to build my church, and hell will not prevail, right? I personally think that Jesus reminded him of that. For what's to come, he needs to be the rock. He needs to be that person that God's created him to be. So I was just thinking about that, and how when we invite the Holy Spirit to come, it sounds cliché-ish, and it's like, well, we know he's here, but do we really know he's here, right? Do we know? We can say we know, and we can say, well, if we invite, he comes, right? I'm just trying to encourage you guys this morning that when we speak our words, that he does what we ask him to do. When we invite him, he comes. When we pray for healing, it's done. It might not be the way we want to see it. It might not be the way we think it should look like, but it's done. So now my thoughts are, here's where I'm at, and the journey I want to just share with you for a few minutes. So I'm reading scripture about Holy Spirit, especially in the book of Acts, because that's when the Holy Spirit was poured out. Jesus has gone to the Father, and now we have the Holy Spirit, right? He says, I have to go. Jesus says, it is better for me to go, because if I don't go, I can't send you the Helper. And he helps us with everything in our lives. And I am getting more and more excited about the help that I get every day than just being in the dark, not knowing, or taking somebody else's word. But going out and reading scripture, somewhere I've heard somebody say before, I think it's in scripture, but it says, yeah, it's in scripture somewhere. It's between Genesis and Revelation. You guys can read it. It says that the letter is dead without the Spirit, right? The letter is, somebody help me out? If you read scripture, the letter kills, but do you know what I'm talking about, Nay? You guys know what I'm talking about? So it's in the scripture. So I'm taking it more and more seriously. Not that I can do anything in myself to change myself, but I'm becoming more and more aware of what the Lord is asking, what the Holy Spirit is asking me to do. So now when I read scripture, more and more I am reminded not to do it by myself or in my own strength, saying, Holy Spirit, would you come? Would you clarify? Would you speak to my heart? Would you allow me to see what it is you are saying? Because when I invite, he comes. And I might read a passage and it doesn't click right away, but throughout my day, there are things that I feel like he pulls out and he shows me. So I'm reading scripture. I'm reading the lives of the apostles and how, not even just the apostles, but the early church, how dependent they were on the Holy Spirit. How amazing it was that they heard the Holy Spirit speak and how they knew how he's leading and guiding them. And I was taken to where Peter was on the rooftop, and the Lord lowered the sheet with all the animals in it, and after the three times he was still pondering, but then all of a sudden he heard the Holy Spirit, and how in tune he was with the voice of the Holy Spirit. He said, hey, there's three people I want you to go with. Go downstairs. I want you to go with these three people, right? And it's like, Then I read where Philip was in the midst of revival, and the angel came to him and said, hey, I want you to go to the desert to get the to talk to the cent, not what the what not centurion but the eunuch, right, which was the third person in the land, the third highest person in the land. But then when he got to the desert, the Holy Spirit said, okay, go there. And it's so amazing to me that Philip understood and he knew the word of an angel, and he knew the word of, or the voice of, the Holy Spirit. The angel sent him, but the Holy Spirit told him what to do and how transformation came right away. You know, it reminds me of, we can go anywhere in scripture where you talk about when we look at Paul, and the Holy Spirit told Paul, in every city, I don't want you to go there. He told Paul, in every city that I send you, there is going to be hardship. There's going to be jail time, and you're going to be there. And he was okay with it because the Holy Spirit was speaking to him. He let him know. And then when they were heading towards a different country, they were heading towards Asia, and the Holy Spirit said, I permit you, you guys cannot go here, you guys cannot go here. They knew the voice of the Holy Spirit. So I hope I'm trying to paint a picture here for you guys that how essential the Holy Spirit is in our life. And we all know that. And I'm talking about my journey. And if this is not for you, I'm just sharing with you where I'm at. And I hope what I share, you can relate to, or you know, you might be even further in your journey than I am, and that's okay. But it's so how the Holy Spirit is so, we are so dependent on the Holy Spirit, because we really don't know Jesus if we don't know the Holy Spirit. Because if He is the helper, He is the one that shows us the grace of Jesus, what He has done. He shows us the love of the Father. He shows us, because He is God in us, that shows us to become more like Jesus, right? So what I would like to, what I'm saying this morning is, I just want to encourage you guys that as you seek more, as you are searching for more, if we invite Him, He is wisdom, He is the comforter, He is the helper, He's all these things, and if we are seeking, let's invite Him. Let's make Him a part of our day, our moment, our whatever, you know. So there's a time frame that the Lord was speaking, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me about losing weight. And He was talking to me, and He was talking to me, and He was talking to me about it. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I don't hear Him about it anymore. And just last night, as I went home, I'm like, man, I want to lose weight, but I'm not hearing you on this anymore. Is where I'm at okay? And He's like, no. I just told you what to do, but I'm not going to force you to do that. I'm just going to sit back and be quiet, because you know what to do. I've told you what to do, and as you enter into the season, I will take you step by step and show you. But sometimes in our lives, when we say we don't hear God, we don't do things, sometimes He's just quiet because He already told you so many times. He's not going to tell you anything different until you involve and enter yourself into that area of your life and invite Him to come and do what it is He's told us to do. And He doesn't do it with an iron fist, and there's no judgment. It's just, if we want to seek more, then He'll remind us of what he told us to do, you know, and then He'll start communing with us again on that specific subject, you know what I mean? And He doesn't get silent on everything. He gets silent on the things that is in our well-being. Losing weight for me is my well-being, right? It's just... And I let it go, and we let it go, and then I'm like, okay, Holy Spirit, I haven't heard you. It's like, well, I told you. I've told you. Your choice was to ignore it. Now I'm just going to be quiet until you step into that. So, that's where I'm at with my journey with the Lord, that I don't want to be like an apostle. I don't want to be like the disciples. I don't want to be like the first church. All I want to be is me, knowing that everything I do, I need to involve Him, I need to invite Him, and I need to lean into Him, because if we do, we become more like Jesus. He leads us into all truth. He gives us wisdom. So I hope that made sense. I hope you guys get a little bit of it, or a little glimpse of what I'm sharing, because that's what He is here to do. We cannot go, when we say we go to heavenly places or we're in the throne room when we worship, we cannot do it in our own strength or in our own minds. He has to be the one, as we invite him, that takes us there. So I'm going to leave this verse with you. 2 Corinthians 13 says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you." And it says it's the love of God, or the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of God. But he says, how do we get to know them more? Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. So Lord, I thank you for ears to hear. I thank you for hearts that receive. And I just thank you for each and everyone here today, and those that we call family that is here, that is not here today, Lord. As Roger mentioned this morning, God, you are with them. So I just thank you for each and everyone. I thank you that you are the one leading and guiding us. And as we seek, Lord, and as we keep on inviting, you come and you are the one that leads and guides us. You are the one that is speaking to us. So the myth of is it God, is it me? Lord, I pray that you would just, not a myth, but that whole argument, is it God, is it me? Lord, I pray that you would just break that off of us. As you lead us, that we would be so in tune, so clear to hear your voice, that there's no other voice that rings clearer or louder than yours. Anything else is just it's just something that we don't need to hear, that we can know that it is your voice and not a voice of the enemy that we have to distinguish between. So we just thank you for that, Lord. I pray as we go about our day that you would be with us, that you would cover us in your love, in your mercy, in your grace, and Holy Spirit, that you would continuously lead us and guide us. And most of all, Lord, help us be who you created us to be. Help us love the way you love, so that people that we come in contact with may know it's the love of Christ that brings people to repentance. That your love is the love that we ooze out. So we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.